VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden is vowing vengeance on those responsible for Thursday's deadly attacks outside the Kabul airport that killed at least 13 American military personnel and dozens of civilians who had gathered there in hopes of fleeing the Taliban-controlled country. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attacks in a report on its news agency Telegram channel. Hours after suicide bombers had struck two locations near the Abbey Gate at the airport and outside a nearby hotel, a regional offshoot of Islamic State known as ISIS-K has been blamed for the attacks. Biden said he had ordered commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K's assets, leadership, and facilities, saying, in his words, "We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, and the moment of our choosing." Critics have blamed Biden for the evacuations coming late and turning chaotic and deadly. The United Nations Secretary General said Thursday there is no military solution to Ethiopia's 10-month-old conflict, and he urged the parties to stop fighting and open a dialogue. Antonio Guterres told a meeting of the UN Security Council conditions must be created for the start of an inclusive national political dialogue to address the underlying causes of the conflict and to ensure Ethiopian voices direct the pathway to peace. Guterres said the UN is ready to work with the African Union and other key partners to support such a dialogue. In June, the Ethiopian government announced an immediate and unilateral humanitarian ceasefire after nearly 8 months of fighting with Tigrayan forces. By remote, this is VOA News. A school official in northern Nigeria says gunmen have now released some of the more than 100 children who had been abducted back in May. The kidnapping victims from the Islamic school included children as young as 5 years old. Gunmen have abducted hundreds of students in northern Nigeria this year, and the government has been unable to halt the spate of abductions for ransom. As a result, many schools have been forced to close due to the risk. The head of the World Health Organization, Africa, has called on countries with good supplies of COVID-19 vaccines to share doses with countries who have fewer shots. The WHO's Africa director said 13 million doses were administered in the past week, 3 more times than the number of shots given in the previous week as donations of doses increased from developed countries. The organization expects to vaccinate 10% of the continent by the end of September. New Zealand on Friday extended a strict nationwide lockdown through Tuesday, as it tries to squash its first outbreak of the coronavirus in 6 months. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said they expect to keep Auckland, where most of the cases have been found, in full lockdown for at least 2 more weeks. But she expects most other parts of the country to ease restrictions slightly from Wednesday. The announcement came as health authorities reported 70 new cases, the most yet of the outbreak, which has grown to nearly 350 cases in total. Ardern said there was evidence the lockdown was working and new case numbers were beginning to level off. The U.S. is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. But health experts say that toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. Experts agree what the coronavirus has in store this fall depends on human behavior, and early signs suggest behavior changes may already be flattening the curve in a few places where the virus has raged this summer. An Associated Press analysis shows the rate of new cases is slowing in Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And half of American workers are in favor of vaccine requirements at the workplace, according to a recent survey. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.